Y95, and things are starting to open up, which is pretty exciting. And it is summertime, and summertime means many things to many people. And of course, over the last year or more, we've been dealing with COVID and what you can and cannot do. But I thought last year, one of the prime examples of how to do a festival in the midst of a pandemic fell on the shoulders of C-Fest, who deserved a reward just for that. Well, I've got Daryl LeBlanc on the line. He's the president of C-Fest, and he's here to talk to us about it because, yes, C-Fest is happening this year. They've got a brand new website, which looks really great. Daryl, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Thanks for having us, Wade. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about the new look website, because it really does look fantastic.
Sure. Yeah. After last year, obviously, hitting into COVID and that, we decided that we really needed to rebrand the event. We're certainly looking for the future. And so over the winter months and that, we started the process of looking at rebranding who C-Fest is and what we're trying to do. That obviously starts with a new website, new Facebook page, new logos. And so here we are.
Yeah, it looks pretty terrific. Now, we are 30 days away, a month away. July 14th through the 31st is when C-Fest is planned to happen. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on. There's been a lot of questions. I've had a lot of questions about what's happening. So let's talk about it.
Yep. So, again, leading back to last year, one of the things that COVID has done is it's really opened up our eyes in regards to how to put a festival on or what we could do. What we used to do was try to pack several events into 3, 4, or 5 days with several events taking place at once, and you had to do that in person. What we have seen is, and what's very popular is with COVID, we actually can do some in-person events, we can do some online, we can even videotape some and broadcast throughout the event. So that's what we've done. We're looking at having a few events of contests that people can do at their own leisure, at their own home, such as a nutshuck contest or a photo contest. We're looking at a scavenger hunt, which what used to be an in-person scavenger hunt, we're actually looking at taking that online over a full week and having, questions put out on a daily basis and people being able to go do that at their own pace. Obviously, a lot of entertainment taking place throughout the weekends and that. We have several groups that are booked to perform down at the Coal Shed. A lot of this is going to depend on what happens with the where we're at with COVID. Right now, we're in phase one. We should be heading into phase two tomorrow. And we're pretty confident by the time C-Fest starts, we would be in phase three. So we could have some of these events definitely attended in person.
All right. One of the big questions that I get are about classic cars, because C-Fest and classic cars have been associated with each other for a while now. And I do understand you're doing the cruise, right?
Well, that's what we're working on. And again, I mean, we have that on our calendar. I've been in contact with Lloyd Jedry. And so we realized that they had to cancel the antique car show this year for a second year in a row. And that's understandable for all the events that come in. We're very fortunate in this area. We have a lot of people that do have a lot of antique cars, and they have been fantastic. So we're working on trying to organize for Saturday, July 17th, a classic car parade down Main Street. We're going to be streaming that event as well for those that can't get out. But what we really want to do is hopefully we can get people out on the streets, definitely practice social distancing and enjoy this. Hopefully we can pull this off. One of the things, I'm going to put a caveat out there regarding all the events that we have. Obviously these things are going to depend on what regulations come down and how we go. So some of these events could change. What we are committed to, however, is that we have an event that's going to run from July 14th to July 31st, and we will have something happening every day for pretty well everybody.
Daryl, I absolutely love it. I love the way you've done it over the last couple of years. And again, as I preface things, I really think you guys deserved an award for coming through the way you did last year. And I'm sure it's going to be pretty much the same this year. Thank you so much.
very welcome, Wade. And again, and I just want to put a hats off to the group, the committee there for CFest, because they're the ones that did all the work, and they work extremely hard in making sure that this event takes place each year.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to keep track, it's Facebook and your webpage, right?
That's right, www.cfest.ca for the website. And on Facebook, look up Yarmouth CFest. There is a CFest group out there that's on, but we're directing everybody to our actual Facebook page, which is Yarmouth CFest.
All right, we're going to be putting all this together on my blog, and you'll be able to, everybody who's listening, link directly to both the Facebook page and your webpage as well. So that's great. Daryl, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, Wade. Greatly appreciate it.
We'll talk again soon. That's Daryl LeBlanc, president of CFest. It is happening, folks. It starts on the 14th of July, runs all the way to the 31st of July. So we're 30 days away. Pretty good stuff. Here come the Arrows.